Good afternoon. You're tuned in to the KHSU Magazine. My name's Katie, and in the studio with me today, I have Sister Juana Little, Sister Fonda Men, and Sister Mary Poppin Bottoms. Good afternoon, and welcome to KHSU. You are all with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Hi, Katie.
Thank you for having us, Katie.
Thanks for joining me. And today we're going to talk about a couple of things. World AIDS Day, and as well as the Red Dress and Dress Red Ball, or the Red Dress and Red Ball, that's coming up on Saturday, December 2nd.
Yes.
This is very exciting. Now, this is a fundraiser that's coming up, right?
This is. And we're really excited about this. This is a fundraiser that we're doing in conjunction with World AIDS Day.
Okay.
And just a little bit about World AIDS Day. It's something that we celebrate every December 1st. It's not only to celebrate those living with HIV and AIDS and HIV-related illnesses, but to mourn our loss, those lost to the illness as well. It's been going on for 29 years. It was started in 1988 and still going strong. Most often, it's represented by the color red. You'll see red ribbons everywhere, people wearing red, most often to denote the day. This year, we're focusing on the theme getting to zero. And what that means is we want zero new infections, zero deaths from HIV-related illnesses, and zero discrimination. And oftentimes, people associate HIV-related illness and AIDS with homosexual males. And we really want to raise awareness to the disparity of education and resources allotted to women, children, and people of color. And that's really a focus of ours this year, is to bring education and awareness so that we get those resources out to everyone, not just to the gay male population.
Right, because it affects everyone.
It does affect everyone.
Right.
And we really want to bring awareness to that, and that's our focus this year.
Mm-hmm. And this is wonderful that you're doing this. I'm wondering at the fundraiser, is it just all fun, or are you going to do some education?
Oh, it's all intertwined.
Yeah.
So this event has kind of been put together as a collaboration with some community partners, with Open Door Community Health Clinics, the Queer Humboldt, and the Redwood Giants, which is Humboldt County's AIDS Life Cycle team. They're the bike team that rides every June from San Francisco to Los Angeles to raise money and awareness around HIV. And at this event, we have a couple things going on. Our MC, Masters of Ceremony, is Fuchsia Ray. She's a local drag persona who is HIV positive, out of the closet, an activist, and she's going to be telling her story intertwined through performances, as well as we will have the North Coast AIDS Project there, who will be providing tabling and some awareness information, as well as information about local services, and some rapid testing is going to be going on there too.
Rapid testing. You want to tell me, what is rapid testing?
Rapid HIV testing is basically an oral swab, and people can get their HIV test results within 20 minutes.
Wow. That is really fast.
Yeah.
Not like the old days.
No. Very different.
Oh, yeah.
So the event is going to have an intertwining of entertainment and with a tone of some awareness in there, but it will definitely be fun.
Okay. That sounds really fun. Now, Sister Juana Little,
yes.
This is your first time up here, I think, right?
It is.
Yeah. So tell us about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, because frankly, you're all over. I see your
lovely... That was many years ago.
Yeah, so I'm looking at a postcard.
I had a different body back then. Yeah, I've been involved since the inception, and we have lots of fun. We're serious about a lot of social callings, and this seems like it's going to be great because I know one lady who's already has two dresses. She's going to show up in one that's pretty, you know, decent and nice, and then she's intends on changing and putting on a more risque dress. Yeah, it would be nice if other people did the same thing, because I hear we're going to have burlesque, and that just seems to pick people up quite a bit when they see the burlesque. I think we'll have lots of fun. So,
yeah. Are the sisters doing the burlesque? Or
no.
Is there a group coming in?
Well, maybe
I don't think people want to see that.
You know, after a few spirits or so, we might just try to bounce around a bit.
For those who don't know, about the sisters. Yes. We're a local nonprofit, and we are part of a worldwide organization of Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, where we're located in 12 different countries. And each chapter works on social issues and fundraising and community efforts within their local communities. So we've here, the Eureka Sisters, have been around since 2006, and we do a lot of fundraising or charity bingos or different things related to things that are of concern for Humboldt.
Yeah, and people can call you up and make a request to have you help them do a fundraiser, right?
Absolutely. It can look a lot of different ways. We can participate in somebody else's planning. We can help plan something ourselves. We can do something and then somebody can ask to be a beneficiary. So we get involved in a lot of different ways.
That's wonderful. Can you give out your information for people who do want to contact you and perhaps have you come and do this?
Sure. They can email us at info@EurekaSisters.org, or they can go to our website, which is EurekaSisters.org.
Wonderful. Now, this event sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Sister Mary Poppin' Bottoms.
Yes.
You're newer to me as well. How long have you been involved in the organization?
Well, I started my sister journey back in 2007, and it's been off and on for me as I've had to take several different leaves of absences. I've just recently returned to the area. Most of my sister work has happened in Madison, Wisconsin, and New York City. So I've recently returned to the Eureka area. So this is one of my first events since returning back to Eureka. I'm very excited to be involved in this. I'm looking forward very much to donning my red dress and re-emerging out into the community and helping to raise some money for both the Eureka Sisters and for our life cycle team.
Mm-hmm. It's a really great benefit, it sounds like. Now, Sister Fondamin, for people who don't know you, how long have you been involved? Because you seem to be like a leader, at least with the media, right?
Well, that is one of the things that I enjoy doing. Both Sister Juana and I are founding members of the Eureka House, so we've been here since 2006. So it's been a long journey and a lot of fun.
I know. And for those who have not seen the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, you have a wonderful way of applying makeup and your costumes as well. To me, it just seems like it takes a long time.
It can take hours. And some people call us drag nuns, or
quite appropriate.
Yeah. We are queer nuns, 21st century nuns for the queer community and the general community. Yeah. So when we say queer, we use that very broadly.
Great. Very good. Well, we have a couple minutes left. Any last thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, I wanted to tell a little bit about the actual event. Mm-hmm. So the event is called Red Dress Humboldt, or the Red Ball. And red dress parties have been held across the country since the early 90s as traditional HIV awareness campaigns. Very similar to like Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is awareness for violence against women. And so in this, everybody is required to wear red to get in. And it's supposed to be representative of the AIDS ribbon. We are going to be having this at the Inn at 2nd and C, which is located in the historic Eagle House in Old Town. It's going to be during Arts Alive. And anybody who's interested about finding about information or tickets, they can go to reddresshumboldt.org. We're going to have a variety of entertainment, a silent auction. It's going to be a red carpet affair, so there'll be paparazzi, and people will be interviewed about their outfits on the red carpet. The hotel has been amazing. Anybody who decides they want to spend the night and get a room there, the hotel is donating some of those funds back to the fundraiser, which is awesome. The new owners of the Inn at 2nd and C are amazing. And we're going to have a silent auction. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody has to wear red. We've partnered with a lot of thrift stores and other stores around where they have put red racks together, and they have our flyer in the window that says, get your red on here. If you want to find out on our website, we have a whole list of those stores and community partners. And you can see who's made donations and where the stores are located, where you can get red outfits. And we have some great sponsors.
Wonderful. Give your website again.
It is reddresshumboldt.org.
I want to thank the three of you for coming in today, Sister Fondamin, Sister Juana Little, and Sister Mary Poppin Bottoms. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks for having us.